So today is the most auspicious day, being the disappearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri. Srila Madhavendra Puri is the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is considered that Srila Madhavendra Puri is the seed whereby this loving sentiment towards Krishna being in separation, that just like the gopis, separation that culminates on Srimati Radharani's feelings of separation to Krishna, starts to manifest. And the fruit is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Srila Madhavendra Puri is not an ordinary personality. Whenever he will see a monsoon cloud, dark cloud of monsoon rain, he will fall down and become unconscious. He doesn't know whether it is day or night. He does not even know his external bodily functions. Sometimes he will sleep and sometimes he will not sleep. He doesn't know whether it's day or night. So his love towards Krishna, he's the first one who manifests this love towards Lord Krishna, being of that separation. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this is the highest level of manifestation of a devotee towards his or her love towards Lord Krishna. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there were two chapters, one in the Antyalila and one in the Madhyalila, whereby Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and relationship with Madhavendra Puri were described. So we will read from the Antyalila chapter 8 of the Antyalila, explaining Ramachandra Puri's criticizing the Lord, because this has a connection with Madhavendra Puri. We will see here two kinds of disciples. One who exemplify being an offender towards the spiritual master, Ramachandra Puri, and another disciple whereby such service he rendered, he became so much surrendered towards the Supreme Lord through his spiritual master, and he got benefited and granted by the Supreme Lord himself to become the spiritual master. It's like in the Krishna Leela, Lord Krishna took initiation from who? Sandipani Muni. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he is the Supreme Lord, as an example for us that we should also take guidance from a bona fide spiritual master so that we can go back home, back to Godhead. The spiritual master is a via media whereby we can go back home, back to Godhead. It is Lord Krishna who saves us through the spiritual master. By pleasing the spiritual master, Krishna becomes pleased. This is our philosophy. And by displeasing the spiritual master, Krishna actually becomes displeased, not the spiritual master. Sisigornitai ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai. The spiritual master is all merciful, all compassionate, just like the Supreme Lord. The spiritual master is actually patita pavana, the savior of the fallen conditioned souls. But we will see here in this episode from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, whereby Madhavendra Puri, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, he became angry. He became angry to one of his disciples, Ramachandra Puri. But this anger is not like that of material anger. Materialists, they become angry also, and it turns into wrath. You know, wrath is higher than anger, because they cannot attain their lusty desires for material sense enjoyment. Sometimes you may see also a kid, he will bang his head on the floor because he cannot get the right toy he wants from the store. And to get that toy from the store through his parents, he will become so angry. Not to his mother, but he's angry that he cannot get that. So we will discuss that. What is the result of a disciple who is not ideal? We'll learn from here how a disciple actually will ultimately fall away from the practice of spiritual life due to the offense to the spiritual master. Even though the spiritual master will not take the offense. It's like Srila Prabhupada, he does not reject anybody. But we will see. He'll tell you the story later. So, first I'd like to read the summary of this chapter, which is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Prabaha Vashya. This chapter describes the history of the Lord's dealings with Ramachandra Puri. Although Ramachandra Puri was one of the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, he was influenced by dry Mayavadis, and therefore he criticized Madhavendra Puri. Therefore, Madhavendra Puri accused him of being an offender and rejected him. Because Ramachandra Puri had been rejected by his spiritual master, he became concerned only with finding faults in others and advising them according to dry Mayavad philosophy. For this reason, he was not very respectful to the Vaishnavas, and later he became so fallen that he began criticizing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his eating. Hearing his criticisms, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced his eating. But after Ramachandra Puri left Jagannath Puri, the Lord resumed his usual behavior. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Lord Jagannath. You can offer 56 offerings to him and he still will feel very hungry. Text 1. Tam bande Krishna Chaitanyam Ramachandra Puri Bayat Lauka Kiharata Shamyo Bhikshanam Samoka Chayat. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who reduced his eating due to fear of the criticism of Ramachandra Puri. See, this is the devotees should act in such a way that others should not have a chance to make offenses just by seeing you in such a way that he will make an offense. So this is, we should guard ourselves like that. Somehow or other, we should act properly so that others will not think ill of us that will make them offensive towards us. And if we act improperly, we are actually doing harm towards the other devotees because they will make offenses towards us. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Karuna Sindhu Avatara Brahma Siva Dika Bhajek Charana Yanhara. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the incarnation of the ocean of mercy. His lotus feet are worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Jai Jai Abaduta Chandra Nityananda Jagat Bandila Yenhadiya Prema Panda. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu, the greatest of mendicants, who bound the entire world with a knot of ecstatic love for God. Jai Jai Advaita Iswara Avatara, Krishna Avatare Kaila Jagat Nistara. All glories to Advaita Prabhu, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He induced Krishna to descend and thus delivered the entire world. Jai Jai Shiva Sadi Yata Bhaktagana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Yandra Pranadhana. All glories to all the devotees headed by Shiva Thakur. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is their life and soul. Emata Gora Chandra Anja Bhakta Sange Nila Chale Krida Kare Krishna Prema Tarange. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri perform his various pastimes with his devotees in the ways of love for Krishna. Hena Kali Ramachandra Puri Gosani Aila Paramananda Puri Re Ara Prabhuri Milila. Then a sannyasi named Ramachandra Puri Gosani came to see Paramananda Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now, Ramachandra Puri visits Jagannath Puri, right? Because he wants to see the devotees. But he has this tendency that to criticize devotees. Actually, what he will do is that he will give lots of prasadam to the Vaishnavas, and then he will say, "This is not proper. You're supposed to be renunciate, your followers of Lord Chaitanya. How come you eating too much? This is not proper." He will trick them. He give them so much Jagannath Mahaprasad, as much as possible, only to criticize them that they were eating too much. So Ramachandra Puri, he met Paramananda Puri. And also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramachandra Puri. And they embraced each other. Ramachandra Puri actually is more senior in a sense because he's the godbrother of Iswara Puri. The godbrothers of our spiritual master should be treated as the same way as we treat our spiritual master. No less. This is proper etiquette. Whatever condition they may be, the same respect should be there. But if they are offensive, we should keep distance from them. But respect should be there. One should not say, "Oh, he's a fallen godbrother of my spiritual master, therefore I will not give him any respect." Even to a Mayavadi sannyasi we should respect. Even to an ant we should give respect. But not that we will offer obeisances to the ant. We give respect to everyone because the super soul is present in everyone's heart. That's why we should see them equally, because the super soul is there. So, it says here, then he started to feed. This Ramachandra Puri started to feed Jagadananda, Pandit. And he was saying, I have heard, he said, that the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat more than necessary. Now I have directly seen that it is true. So, we jump to text 21. This is the mentality. He just keep on criticizing. And actually, he saw also his spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, at the last stage of his life. Madhavendra Puri is kind of entering into samadhi now, leaving his body. Purve yabhe Madhavendra karena antardhana Ramachandra pure tabe aila tanrastana. Formerly, when Madhavendra Puri was at the last stage of his life, Ramachandra Puri came to where he was staying. Puri gosane kare Krishna nama sankirtana Maturana paino bale karina krandana. Madhavendra Puri was chanting the holy name of Krishna, and sometimes he would cry, Oh my Lord, I did not get shelter at Mathura. Ramachandra Puri tave upadeshe tanre sishyahana guru ke kahe bayanahe kare. Then Ramachandra Puri was so foolish that he fearlessly dared to instruct his spiritual master. Tumi purna brahmananda karaha smarana brahmavit hana kene karaha rodhana. If you are in full transcendental bliss, he said, you should now remember only Brahman. Why are you crying? Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, a Brahman realized person is always happy. Na sochati na kankshati. He neither laments nor aspires for anything. Not knowing why Madhavendra Puri was crying, Ramachandra Puri tried to become his advisor. Thus, he committed a great offense, for a disciple should never try to instruct his spiritual master. So in the Vedas, there are many negatives or negations. It's like here in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Pasanatma, na sochati na kangshati. One should not lament or one should not hanker. This is material. Materially, one should not hanker for material things. One should not hanker for things that one does not have, and one should not lament for what one lost. Materially. Now, spiritually, we can hanker. We can hanker for service towards Krishna, and one may cry that I'm not doing enough service for Krishna. And he may lament that, yes, I am so fallen. I cannot serve Krishna accordingly, according to my capacity, according to my best ability. There's another negation in the Vedas, in one of the Upanishads, that the Lord doesn't have any face, the Lord doesn't have any hands, the Lord doesn't have any qualities. That means no material qualities, no material face. Not, he doesn't have legs, but he can run faster than anyone. But that means material. But Krishna has a feature, transcendental feature. And so Madhavendra Puri here in the last stage of his life, he is actually crying for Krishna, to see Krishna, because he is feeling separation from Krishna. And according to one of the purports here by Srila Prabhupada, that this is like the feeling of separation between the gopis towards Krishna. And Ramachandra Puri was criticizing his spiritual master, saying that, why are you crying? You lost something? Why don't you just take shelter of Brahman? He's giving instruction to the spiritual master. Now, that is not possible. It's a no-no. It's a no-no. It cannot be. The spiritual master may ask for an opinion from the disciple, what to do. But ultimately, it is the decision of the spiritual master that will prevail. It's like one time, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he was telling Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this is not good. This is not good. This should not happen like this. This should be punished. Prabhupada says, it is not you to judge what is good and what is wrong. It is the spiritual master's duty to judge. Because the spiritual master, being the external manifestation of Krishna, he can see far beyond our sight, external experience. He can see go way beyond. So similarly here, it is not the duty of the disciple Ramachandra Puri to instruct, because this is an offense. It's a duty, it's the opposite. It is the duty of the spiritual master to give instruction. We should not dare instructing the guru unless he asks us for some guidance or opinion. He will say, I'm not asking for your opinion, even though you're trying to give something. And it happened to me. I tried to say something, but he says, I'm not asking your opinion. Why are you giving me your opinion? It's like instructing the guru. So this is the case with Ramachandra Puri. He does not understand the spiritual master, who is not in the material platform. He's completely in the spiritual platform. And this is the cause that leads him to fall down. Next text. Suni madhavendra mane krodha upajila dura dura papista bale bart sana karela. Hearing this instruction, Madhavendra Puri, greatly angry, rebuked him by saying, get out, you sinful rascal. This is anger. Is that kama, loba, mada, matsarya, moha, this lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, hatred, the six enemies of the conditioned souls. One can be angry also. Materially, people, as we mentioned already, materially they become angry because they cannot get what they want. This is due to lusty desire. Anger is the younger brother of lust. Krodha is the younger brother of lust. They all, anger always follows lust. So anger arose if one cannot get what he wants, materially and spiritually also. One can become angry. It's like Hanuman. He became angry towards Ravana and his soldiers because he wanted to protect Sita Devi and fight for his Lord, Lord Ramachandra. One can become angry if one is being blasphemed. For himself, he will not take any. There is no effect. One will not become angry if he is being blasphemed himself. But if another devotee is being blasphemed or the Supreme Lord is being blasphemed, then he can become angry. Now, why is it that Ramachandra Puri, after criticizing Madhavendra Puri, is becoming angry? Because he's getting affected, right? He's giving him instruction. So why is it that he's becoming angry? The spiritual master does not reject a disciple. Srila Prabhupada does not reject any disciples. However, Srila Prabhupada rejects one disciple, one of his personal servants, Aravinda Prabhu. Aravinda Prabhu, he left the movement. And then one day, he heard that Srila Prabhupada was in town. And one of the devotees saw Aravinda. He said, "Prabhupada is here. Why don't you go and see him? It would be nice." So Aravinda went to see Srila Prabhupada. And he told Prabhupada that he left the society because this Krishna consciousness doesn't seem to work. It's not working on him. And Prabhupada says, "That's very good you left, because I don't want to see your morose face. You better go away." Because whenever I see your morose face, it is not good for us. So you better go. Krishna is the father of everyone. He is the most merciful, most compassionate. Aham bija pradapita. He is equal to everyone. Suridam sarvabhutanam. Being in the heart of every living entity. But similarly also, however, the spiritual master is like that. He is very compassionate, he is very, very tolerant. But it is better, actually, that a person who is making offense to leave the association of the devotees. And Krishna would like to make sure that this devotee will go away, even though the spiritual master will not want to reject him. Because Krishna does not want to give pain to his pure devotee. Do you follow? He does not want to give pain for his devotee who is very tolerant, who is more tolerant than him, Krishna. So he may want still and accept the disciple to be around, but Krishna cannot take this. So he will make an arrangement for that disciple to go and live. So this is what happened. Madhavendra Puri, actually, by telling him to go away, "Don't come here anymore, you rascal, get out of my sight," actually he's giving him chance in the future that he will become remorse and take up to Krishna consciousness again. If the spiritual master will not do that, then he will just giving harm to the disciple to continue becoming more offensive. You follow? That's how
Madhavendra Puri, for him, he does not care. He's not in the bodily platform. He's in the spiritual platform. He's in the soul platform. But it is better for Ramachandra Puri. Text 25. Krishna na paino muni maron apanara duke more brahma upadeshe e chara murke. I am dying without achieving the shelter of Krishna, and therefore I am greatly unhappy. Now this condemned foolish rascal has come to instruct me about Brahman. Eye si madhavendra sipada upeksa karila se aparade inhara vasana janmila. Ramachandra Puri was thus denounced by Madhavendra Puri. Due to his offense, gradually material desires appeared within him. This is very important that we must be very careful. There is a verse, Vaisnavera kriya mudra vigneha na bujaya. Even the most learned scholar cannot understand the activities of a pure devotee. So we must be very careful in dealing with each and every one, not just to the senior devotees, even to the junior devotees, even to the new bhakta that just came in to join our movement. And not even that. We should be careful also not to offend others who are not devotees. Because they are also devotees. They are just covered up and they're not knowing their position yet. But ultimately, everyone are devotees of the Lord. They're just uncovered. We don't know a new bhakta coming inside the temple. He could be much more advanced than we do. And it only time separates that. So we must be very careful in dealing with each and every one, so as we will not make any offense. We were discussing yesterday about offenses. It's like a hati mata, a mad elephant offense. An elephant, the only animal that cannot jump is an animal called elephant. They can raise their, you know, and like in the circus, you see them, you know, two feet going up and they come down. But you will not see them like 4 feet coming up and jumping. But if they go to a garden, a beautiful garden, it's finished. That garden will be very much destructed. It'll be all the flowers, all the plants will be all scattered, and it'll be difficult to replant them again. You have to plant again another set of plants or flowers. So, this is a problem. Ramachandra Puri was thinking that he is more advanced than Madhavendra Puri. That's why he gave instruction. Usually it is like this. One who gives instructions, supposedly that they should be more advanced. But it's the other way around here. Disciple Ramachandra Puri, who is a criticizer, a very offensive, he thinks that he's more advanced than Madhavendra Puri, not knowing the inner emotions and feelings and symptoms of one who's in love of God. He criticizes his own spiritual master. So Ramachandra Puri was rejected by Madhavendra Puri. One thing, one lesson we can learn from here is that we should be very careful in serving the spiritual master, not to get too close to the spiritual master. It is said that it is more dangerous to be too close with one's spiritual master than one's being too close with the deities. If you're a pujari, it's a tendency, of course, that you go on the altar and you do seva for Thakurji. But that offenses can be nullified if one chants one chapter from the Bhagavad Gita or chants Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The tendency, if we become too close to a person whom we actually don't know who he is, we become familiar. And we started to think that that person is in an equal level than like us. So if you are too close to the spiritual master and become familiar, not understanding his position, comparing him to a regular person like us, then one will have the tendency to commit offense. And if one commits an offense to the spiritual master, Krishna will never forgive. The spiritual master may not take. We've seen this. Being abused by the disciples. And the spiritual master doesn't take it as being abuse. And we cannot understand why. How is it? The disciples being offensive, being abusive towards Guru, and Guru can only say Hare Krishna. You've seen this? You have experience of this? I do. And I cannot understand how he tolerates. The more one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, the more the level of his tolerance is there. They have the highest way of tolerance. So, Madhavendra Puri was pushing away this Ramachandra Puri. So now we will hear another kind of disciple who is the opposite. Text 28. Isvara Puri Gosane Kare Shipada Shivana Savaste Karena Mala Mutra De Marjana. Isvara Puri, the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, performed service to Madhavendra Puri, cleaning up his stool and urine with his own hand. Nirantara Krishna Nama Karaya Smarana, Krishna Nama Krishna Lila Sunaya Anukshana. Isvara Puri was always chanting the holy name and pastimes of Lord Krishna for Madhavendra Puri to hear. In this way he helped Madhavendra Puri remember the holy name and pastimes of Lord Krishna at the time of death. Pleased with Isvara Puri, Madhavendra Puri embraced him and gave him the benediction that he would be a great devotee and lover of Krishna. Thus Isvara Puri became like an ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna, whereas Ramachandra Puri became a dry speculator and a critic of everyone else. Isvara Puri received the blessings of Madhavendra Puri, whereas Ramachandra Puri received rebuke from him. Therefore, these two persons, Isvara Puri and Ramachandra Puri, are examples of the objects of a great personality's benediction and punishment. Madhavendra Puri instructed the entire world by presenting these two examples. His Divine Grace Madhavendra Puri, the spiritual master of the entire world, thus distributed ecstatic love for Krishna while passing away from the material world. He chanted the following verse. Before reading that, the lotus feet, the dust from the lotus feet of the spiritual master or a pure devotee of the Lord can be both see in two angles. He can give benediction to attain love of God, but he can also push down to one to hellish condition if we offend the lotus feet of the spiritual master of a pure devotee. And this is what happened to Ramachandra Puri. And to Ishvara Puri, he got the benediction whereby he will become a great devotee and lover of Krishna. Both. It's like Krishna, whoever Krishna killed, they got liberated. And whoever Krishna gives the blessings, they also got liberated, both ways. But both are blessings. He may be put into hellish condition in the beginning, those who offend the Vaishnavas, but then later on, Krishna will counter that and give them the understanding that actually, yes, I did something wrong. So this last verse, Aidina Dayardha Nata He Matura Nata Kadaba Lokyase Hridayam Twad Aloka Kataram Daita Brahmyate Kim Karomi Aham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? He says actually that this verse was recited by Srimati Radharani. This verse is the topmost prose of a poet. There cannot be more higher than this in terms of expressing one's love towards the Supreme Lord in Vipralamba state of separation. Prabhupada says that if you are still living, that means that love for Krishna is still there. Because if you are dying to see Krishna, that is the epitome of one who has love for Krishna. Always looking, where is Krishna? Like the six Goswamis, they did not say, I saw Krishna. Of course, Radha and Krishna sometimes may appear to them in some of the pastimes, giving shade to Raghunath Das Goswami because he was chanting and it's too hot, so Radharani would come. He would be chanting and Krishna sometimes will be there to shoo away the tiger. Or Madhavendra Puri. Just prior to this, actually Madhavendra Puri, he met Lord Krishna as a young cowherd boy. He was traveling in Vrindavan and somehow he reached near Govindakund. And because he is a sadhu, so he is self-satisfied. If someone gives him food, he will eat. If someone doesn't give him any food, he will not eat. So somehow or other he reached, due to his traveling, he met one time Lord Nityananda in South India. And when they met each other also as well, they were so much swooned with love of God that externally they did not care and they were just like crying and crying and crying. Lord Nityananda Prabhu says that now my tour of holy places become complete because I met you. And then Madhavendra Puri says also, I never saw any personality who has so much love for Krishna. Nowhere in my travel I saw a personality like you. So he just keep on traveling, Madhavendra Puri. And then there's one cowherd boy, he came and he says, who are you? what kind of meditation you do. In my village, no one fasts. There are some women here fetching water, and they told me to bring you this milk. So this coward boy gave the milk on a container, and he said, so you must take this. I have to go now because I have to tend to the cows. I have to feed the cows now. But I will come back and take back this container from you. So Madhavendra Puri was so enamored by the beauty of this cowherd boy. He never seen such beauty before. And he fell into sleep. Of course, that sleep is also part of his ecstatic mood. It's not like our sleep, yoga nidra, forgetting everything, and sometimes dreaming of nonsense things. But when Madhavendra Puri will lose his external consciousness, he would think of Krishna. And actually, he saw Krishna, the same cowherd boy, telling him that actually, I live here in the bush. I was hidden by Apujari, and I'm feeling very, very hot. So you please rescue me. Get me out of that condition. And then he woke up. And then as soon as he woke up, he actually acknowledged that that same boy is none other than Krishna. And he was keep on waiting and waiting and waiting. When will that boy will return to get his kamandalu or his milk pot? But he never came back. So immediately Madhavendra Puri, he told the villagers, the people around that area near Govinda Kund, to take your choppers and knives, and we will go and rescue Gopal. He knew from dream where to look for. He was instructed by Lord Krishna himself. So Lord Krishna, actually Lord Krishna, this deity of Gopal was installed by Brajanav, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, 5,000 years ago. But because of the Mohammedan rules, they were afraid, the pujari was afraid that Gopal will get damaged, so he hid them in the bush. So it was like very thick. Vrindavan in those days are very, very thick forest, not like now. Now it's thick. Also thick of construction, very thick of exploited, so to speak, by materialists, not from Vrindavan. They want to make lots of rupees by exploiting Vrindavan. So Madhavendra Puri, with the help of the villagers, they excavated Gopal, and Gopal was covered with dirt, Brajaraj. It's not an ordinary dirt. In Vrindavan, if you get dirty with the soil of Vrindavan, you don't get dirty, actually. You get more purified. It's like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the demigods, they want to come to Vrindavan and roll in the dust of Vrindavan. This is the opulence of Vrindavan. It's not the same dust that you can find in Moscow or Philippines. This is real opulence, more opulent than anything else. So in order to wash this dirt, it's not really dirt, the soil from Braj, Vrindavan, thousands and thousands of gallons of water came from Govinda Kund, were used to bathe. This is the first Abhishek, actually. And Gopal Right now, Gopal is in Natwar. He's called Nataji. See Nataji. So, in the dream, actually, Gopal told Madhavendrapuri that you erect a temple on top of Govardhan Hill for me. And so they carried. Actually, Gopal was so heavy. Even a strong man cannot carry him alone. And many, many helped to carry Gopal. And also Madhavendrapuri helped bringing Gopal on top of Govardhan Hill. They put him on a slab of stone, and also they put another slab of stone in the back for support. And so the first Anakut ceremony performed. But before that, they baited him with panchagaya, was that milk, ghee, cow urine, cow dung, and yogurt. Yes, how can I forget yogurt? That's my favorite. So it was baited with that, and there are actually 900 pots were used to bring water. Keep on pouring and pouring and pouring, and everyone from the village, they brought rice, all the grains, and all their utensils, and the ghee, everything for cooking. So they offered mounds and mounds and mounds of offerings for Gopal. And then in the nearby village, they heard of what's going on. And so they also brought many, many items. So the Anakut festival, this originally happened in Govardhan Lila. When the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they're preparing for worship of Govardhan Hill, right? But actually they're worshiping Indra, but then said, Lord Krishna, no, why you worship him? You must worship Govardhan. So it didn't happen one day, the Anakut festival. It happened day after day after day after day. Many, many days. Not just surrounding villages. It even reached the outer province. The news that this Gopal is so beautiful, we must go and make some offerings. Then one day, after 2 years, there were two brahmanas from Bengal. And Madhavendrapuri became so fond of them, he liked them so much, that he gave the caring for the deities. Because another dream came. Gopal says, I am very hot. You should go to Jagannath Puri and get some sandalwood and camphor. And in those days, sandalwood is not available practically anywhere. It's just only under the jurisdiction of the Puri, government of Orissa in Puri. Because Jagannath also, none different than Gopal, he used chandan to cool himself. So that Chandan Yatra is coming up also in Akshaya Tritiya, sometime in May. That's the Chandan Yatra. So Madhavendrapuri gave the power of authority that you must take care of Gopal. I must go. So on the way, he stopped in Remuna. Actually, this story was being told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his associates. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there also in Remuna, and he told this story, how Madhavendrapuri also went there and then come back. So Madhavendrapuri is known for having the Lord stall sweet rice for him. Kirchor Gopinath. It's like I joined in Toronto Temple, and our deities there are called Sisirada Kirchor Gopinath. Sisirada Kirchor Gopinath Ki Jai. So every day also we offer 12 bowls of sweet rice. But in Remuna, the sweet rice is called Amrita Keli. It's pure nectar. Amrita Keli. Anybody there? Been there? Any one of you? Yes? Have you tasted this Amrita Keli? So the pujari told Madhavendra Puri that actually every day we offer 12 pots of sweet rice to Gopinath. His name is not Kirchor Gopinath yet. Just Gopinath, because he didn't steal the sweet rice yet. And so Madhavendra Puri was thinking, oh, I wish I can taste this so that I'll be able to also offer this to my Gopal when I get back to Vrindavan. And then, thinking like this, he thought that, oh, I made an offense. I should not have done this because it's not been offered yet. And I'm thinking already, what is the taste like? I cannot do this. But somehow or other, night falls and he went to the marketplace, and the pujari, in his dream, he saw the deity waking him up and says, please wake up. I have some sweet rice, a pot of sweet rice for my dear devotee Madhavendra Puri. He's in the marketplace. You go now and give this sweet rice. I'm hiding it under my clothes. So the pujari, immediately he woke up and he took bath first, knowingly that he will enter the altar, and he found that sweet rice is there. So he took the sweet rice, went to the marketplace, and he was asking, is there anyone here in the name of Madhavendra Puri? You are very fortunate because the Lord stole sweet rice for you. He was shouting like this, that this is the nature of the absolute truth. Krishna is never immoral. That the pujari is actually announcing to everyone that the Lord stole the sweet rice. Stealing is not good, but for the Lord, stealing is the best, because this is what makes him more attractive. His stealing is not like our stealing. He steals the heart of everyone. But his stealing is the best. If he steals your heart, you're very fortunate. So he stole this sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri. Then Madhavendra Puri, actually when they met each other, the pujari and Madhavendra Puri, actually they're in both elevated platform. How can the pujari have the same dream like Madhavendra Puri? The deity is coming to his dream. They're on the same level, but in the social structure, because he's a sannyasi, the pujari offers his obeisances to Madhavendra Puri. And so Madhavendra Puri, he was so happy that the Lord personally stole sweet rice for him. He ate them all. But he was thinking that, well, if the people found out that the Lord stole sweet rice for me, this is not good. I will be thinking that, yes, I am a very nice devotee. I'm a very good devotee. So let me run away. Go to Puri immediately. So before sunrise, he left Rimuna. He broke the pot, clean it. He says clean it, but actually he was carrying it in his travels, and every time he wants to taste, then whatever is left broken, he will use his lips or tongue to take the remnants. So he went to Puri with great difficulty. In those days, there is no train, there is no airplane. People will travel by bullock carts if it is available. If the road is available for bullock carts, so usually they will travel by foot. And everyone saw Madhavendra Puri is not an ordinary devotee of the Lord. They saw him as very exceptional. That the pujari asked him, what is his purpose? Why you came to Jagannath Puri? And he said that, yes, I need this sandalwood and camphor for Gopal. and immediately says, yeah, we will help you. But not so easy to get sandalwood in those days in Kanpur. Nine mounds of sandalwood. It's a lot of, so many pounds. And the head of Jagannath Puri Temple also gave an assistant for Mother Bendapuri to carry this because it's very heavy. And so he was on the way back to Vrindavan and he stopped again in Rimuna. And then he had another dream saying that no need to go back to Vrindavan because there is no difference between myself and Gopinath. Whatever you're supposed to do this to smear my body with chandan and camphor, you may do so also to Gopinath. There's no difference. So, actually the deity of Kirchar Gopinath goes back to Treta Yuga. This deity was etched or carved by Lord Ramachandra and sometime in Treta Yuga. That one time they were in the forest and Sita Devi was noticing that his lord or her lord is so happy and smiling. He says, what's the matter? And he was saying that, yes, I was just remembering now what pastimes I will have in Dwapara Yuga. And he says, what is this? Okay, I will show you. And so he started to etch that slab. Actually, it's a slab of stone, and it's etched or curved by the arrow of Lord Ramachandra. And he showed this to Sita Devi. All of Vrindavan is there. Lord Krishna, the gopis, cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yasoda, the cows, the whole Leela of Krishna is there. And so, this verse, we're getting close now for prasadam. Five more minutes. You can go now if you like, but I'm going to say something which you may not catch it if you go. But you can go now. This verse, the last verse that we just read, where is that again? Ayi dina dayardra nata he matura nata kadavalokya se hridayam tvad aloka kataram dayita brahmyate kim karomi aham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? So this is the prayer of Srimati Radharani in separation towards Lord Krishna. And as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he says that the best example of how we can see the love of the devotee towards Lord Krishna to the highest level is that of the gopis, because they're always feeling separation from Krishna. And the epitome of the devotee who is feeling the highest separation from Lord Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So actually, not seeing, Krishna decided to leave Vrindavan to increase the love of his devotees, not to punish them. Actually, not seeing one's beloved makes you become closer to that beloved person. Just like if you don't see your, let's say, your friend or your wife or your loved one for many, many, many days, don't you feel that, oh, I wish that person is here? And actually, you're always thinking of that person. So similarly, it is like this, that according to Srila Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, that actually our not having that feeling of separation towards Krishna is not the idea. We should actually feel separation from Krishna. And if we are feeling separation from Krishna, that makes us more closer to Krishna. Prabhupada gave an example also, just like anything in relationship with Krishna, just like if the mother or the father sees the shoes of the son who is very far away, that makes him or her reminds of the son as well. So by not seeing Krishna, actually they are seeing Krishna, because they're always thinking of Krishna. And the Supreme Lord, He gives so much blessings and mercy towards those devotees who are taking all the troubles to perform service, unalloyed service towards Him. And seemingly they may be like suffering or unhappy, but actually they're not. Just like here, Madhavendra Puri, he was so happy. The burden of bringing the sandalwood and camphor back to Vrindavan is not a burden for Madhavendra Puri. He was thinking always of his Gopal. Actually, he says in one of the purports that he's always happy rendering this kind of service. And his happiness actually is always increasing. So this should be also our mood, that our mood should be, I'm not rendering enough service towards Krishna. My rendering of service to Krishna is not out of duty. It should not be begrudgingly. It's like the materialists, they will only do their work because they're getting paid. They know that at the end of the week, they'll get checked their salary. So the devotees, on the other hand, they perform service, maybe a lot of austerities, a lot of difficulties, but they're happy to serve Krishna. And Krishna, when He sees us performing service happily, it gives Him more pleasure. Now, this is the reciprocation between the gopis and Krishna, that the more they want to see Krishna, then the more Krishna will make them think of Krishna. Which makes them actually seeing Krishna even though He is not present physically. So for us, serving the Lord or our spiritual master, we should do it in a happy mood. Not just because, oh no, I'm doing it again. I don't want to do this again and again and again. This is boring. I want something else different. It's like we have one devotee here. He's just happy to iron his spiritual master's dhoti and kurta and serve him menially. He's not asking for more, and he's asking this birth after birth. And the spiritual master is happy for that disciple. He may not be, you know, the big book distributor, the biggest book distributor in the temple. But this devotee is happily serving the spiritual master, which in turn, Krishna becomes so happy and pleased. So this is the highest level of one's relationship towards Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. It's like Madhavendra Puri, in spite of so much difficulties, he went to the West at his old age, 70 years old. Because he knows that if he did not do this, we will not be sitting here today. We will be lost. And we will suffer more. So Srila Prabhupada, like Madhavendra Puri, is like this. So we should be thankful to Srila Prabhupada and his bona fide representatives, and somehow or other continue on in the process of devotional service. And also today we should pray to Srila Madhavendra Puri that somehow, someday, will reach also this same kind of feeling of separation towards Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Madhavendra Puri ki jai. Nitai Gopimanande.